Hey everybody, this is RBCP. I guess I'm officially starting the show. This is going to be the Madhouse, I'm going to call it the Madhouse pre-cum show, because it's for people that come before the show. Makes sense? I'm going to do some pranks. I've got a giant list of phone numbers that I got for Carlito to do on his show. I'm going to split it up between me and him. So I'm going to call maybe half of them myself, and I'm going to save the rest for him. But I'm going to be confirming the numbers for him on the air tonight. That was kind of fun last week when I did that. And that should be fun. They are Tire and Lube customers again, but they're not just from the one Tire and Lube company. They're from a couple other Tire and Lube companies. Like, not the Tire and Lube companies that you normally think about, you know? Yeah. We're gonna call those and say something. I don't know. I'm sure we need to keep an eye on KDK, see if he's gonna do a show tonight. I don't know why, but you know, maybe if he does a show, we'll listen for a while, because that's always fun. I'm not gonna do nonstop pranks. In fact, I'm gonna take a break right now, because I just warmed up a big bowl of Tostitos, and they're really hot, and I have to eat them before they start getting cold. Yummy. Yeah, so I'm going to play a lot of music. I'm going to KDK my show. Play a lot of... In fact, I'm going to start the show out with some old 80s... Some old shitty music from the 80s, which is KDK's favorite thing to play. This last place that I got phone numbers from, this Tire and Lube place, but not Tire and Lube, not the one you're thinking about. I could hear their canned music in the background. And they were playing this song from the 80s called My Life by Billy Joel. It's early 80s, I think. So let's listen to some 80s Billy Joel. And then I'm going to play some grunge music for the next hour and a half. Just like KDK, because I really admire and love him. Here goes. Breaking news. I've just gone to the KDK chat room, and I am no longer banned. I can chat on the KDK chat room. This is amazing. This is exciting. Also, I've just checked the KDK stream, and there is no show happening yet. But it doesn't start officially for another hour and 10 minutes. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll show up. You guys can stop listening to me and fuck Carlito and just listen to KDK, because he's the best. But no KDK show yet, but we are unbanned from the chat room if anyone wants to go in there and hang out. I'm going to leave for now, because I don't want to get banned again. But I'll check it out again in maybe 30 minutes and see if anything's happening this Saturday with KDK. Okay, so... let me check some stuff here. I've got a giant list of numbers. Let me do some quick counting. 48 phone numbers of what do you call them? Tire and Lube customers. 48 numbers I've gotten between three different businesses. The first one was 33 numbers. This guy gave me 33 customer phone numbers. He was really, really fast about it. We did it in 7 minutes. He gave me 33 numbers. And then the other two gave me 6 or 7 each. But we have 48. I mean, that's 24 for me, 24 for Carlito. Let's make the split right here. I think to keep things easy, I'll give Carlito all of the first ones. So yeah, I'm gonna prank some of these, but is what I always do for Carlito is I always confirm the numbers for him. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just call these and confirm them. I have to do something here real quick. Oh wait, no, I shouldn't say my Skype password on the air to you people. So Skype is pretty amazing with their caller ID features. I can click on this caller ID icon, and I can choose whether or not I want them to see my caller ID. And for these customers, I'm going to say, yes, see my caller ID. So that way, they won't see the same phone number when Carlito calls in later. So they'll see a completely different phone number, completely different area code. And you can put in as many numbers as you want. All you have to do is verify them on your cellular phone or on your Google Voice. Any number that can receive texts can be verified with Skype. So you can just have this drop down box of numbers through Skype that you want to show up. And I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I think that's amazing because I could sit here and just change my caller ID over and over and over for every single prank I do, as long as I have them confirmed and verified and sitting there in my Skype account. So here's the first one. His name is Eric. I'm going to do the verifying first before I actually start doing pranking myself, because I want to be able to send these to Carlito as soon as possible so he can be all prepared when his show starts in an hour, if he's on time, which he won't be. He's never on time. Fucking asshole.
This is Mike. Call me back. Bye.
Mike?
At the tone.
Okay, that's weird. All right, let's try the next one. It was supposed to be Eric, and the voicemail was Mike, so I don't know. But what I'm doing is I'm making notes of who answers and who doesn't. And that way Carlito will know which ones to call first, so it's not just a bunch of ringing on his show. All the ringing can be on my show. Who cares about this?
Hello, this is Ralph Solarzana, and I cannot come to the phone right now, so please leave me a message. Thank you, Ralph.
At the tone.
Thank you, Ralph. Like it's a letter and he has to sign it. Sincerely yours, Ralph. Next.
Hello. Please leave a message after the phone.
Hi, answering machine. I'm just making a note on here. Answering machine, generic voice. Okay, bye. I hope you answer later, because I really need to talk to you. So pick up your phone, goddammit. This one's another Eric. This is what happened last time. I gave Carlito a bunch of tire and lube numbers. Just none of them answered. It sucked.
Hi, this is Eric. Sorry I've missed your call, but if you leave a message and a phone number, I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Yes?
What the fuck? If that's your attitude, I'm hanging up. Jerk.
Okay, hang up then.
I will. All right, that one answered. Mail answered for Carlito. So I know this is sort of boring. I know last week when I did this, or 2 weeks ago. No, it was last week. I don't know. There were some fairly humorous things that happened with just confirming numbers. But it's not guaranteed, because I don't know what to say, really. I don't really want to prank them, because I've got to save them for Carlito.
Hello?
I've got to save them for Carlito, okay? I'm going to save them for Carlito. That's all I have to say. I'll call back later. Hi.
Who is this?
Oh, it's probably a wrong number. That's all.
I think so.
Yeah,
thank
probably.
You.
But you don't need to be a smartass. Jerk. Jerky jerk. Jerky jerk face. All right. Female answered. I'm typing that, by the way. I'm typing female answered. It's my notes for Carlito. I'm being like one of those movie characters that types everything they say on the screen. This guy has a weird-ass name. Malin Petrovich.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, gosh, your volume's really low. I just remembered I left the gas on in the oven. So I have to hang up. I have to hang up and go turn off the oven, go turn off the gas, because it's filling up my house with gas. And okay. my house is going to blow up, so I can't talk to you right now. I'm really sorry.
Go ahead and go, and I'll see you later.
Okay, well, make sure when I call back later, you talk really loud into the phone so I can hear you better.
I will.
Okay,
I will.
You're so nice. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Old lady. Old American lady. American lady. No, that'll just confuse Carlito. All right, this is good. We have three answers in the chat room on madhouselive.com/chat. Kai is saying that this is a really shitty version of the phone show. I don't know if he's insulting, because then he says we're all blessed. Is Roxy making any more half-breeds? Nunu asks. Hey, Nunu. Do you have a database, RBCP? I don't know what that means. I just have a notepad opened, and I've got all the numbers in there, and I've got this giant list of phone numbers from various oil change places. I'm working on the first 33 that one company gave me. NPV the Cobra says, "What a bitch!" Yeah, that lady was totally a bitch. I can't believe what a bitch she was. There's this guy on Skype that keeps messaging me. His name is Speedy Makmu. I don't know who the fuck he is, but he needs to stop messaging me. He's like, there's what, like 50 lines of text here, and I responded earlier. He wants to roleplay or something. He's like, "Oh, I got some stuff on Craigslist for you on the advertisement you left. How much would you be willing to sell it for?" And yeah, I don't want to sit here and play pretend with this guy I don't know. Fucking jerk. But yeah, everyone should join the chat room, madhouselive.com/chat. Get ready for Carlito's amazing show tonight. That's going to start in 1 hour on the dot. Kai the Hitchhiker, stop talking shit about me. I will never respond to you in real time.
Close, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
I'm Roy.
I don't know. Who's Roy?
It's me, Roy.
Roy who? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. We don't have to talk. I can let you go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Nathan. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to yell at me. Whatever. Bye. Hold on. That deserves a bell slam. All right. Let me compose myself. That was really emotional.
Please leave your message for...
for somebody that doesn't know how to record their name and their voicemail. Maybe I'll just give Carlito the ones that answer, and I'll just save the rest of these for myself. I can call them, like, tomorrow morning or something. But I'm definitely going to do some tonight. Like, without a doubt, within 30 minutes, I'm going to start calling some of these myself. And pretending to be the oil change employees.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 480.
Blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. Don't say.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh my gosh, I hope if I call later you answer, because it's really, 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 hold on, I gotta make another call. Really, 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 really important.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen. To send your message with normal delivery,
hello?
Press 1. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Hi. I'm just, oh gosh, Nathan's calling me back. Can I call you back in a little bit? Nathan's calling me back. And I got really emotional with him over the phone. Okay? Tanner, hello?
Hello?
Tanner? Nathan's calling me back, and I got really emotional with him on the phone before, and he's calling me back because he feels bad, and I've got to pick up...
Who is this? I don't know who this is.
Oh, now you don't know who I am.
Look, no, I really don't
Nathan,
know who you
my,
are.
My other line's ringing. My call waiting's beeping in, and Nathan's trying to call me. So I'll call you back soon, like in an hour or something.
That's great, but I have no idea who you are. I don't know what you're freaking out about.
It's because Nathan's calling, and me and him got in an argument earlier, and I just... I gotta go, because he's gonna...
I don't know who you're trying to get a hold of.
You, Tanner, goddammit. But Nathan's calling on the caller ID, and he keeps calling...
Hey, what's my last name? What's my last name?
I gotta go, because Nathan's calling. Oh, shit. That was pretty fun. Right. Mail answered... Normal says that this kind of ruins the prank later, and I'm not trying to prank them. Do you guys really think I shouldn't do this? Like, maybe I shouldn't, because I figure... I don't know. Yeah, okay, maybe I'll settle down. I'll stop being crazy at these people. Yeah, so Nathan really was trying to call me, but Tanner took so long... at that, I didn't get to pick up on him. I don't want to pick up on him anyway, because, I don't know, Nathan obviously feels bad for what he did to me. I don't know, like, you guys in the chat room, should I really calm down on these? Like, because I don't want to ruin the pranks for Carlito, I don't know, I don't think it ruins it. It's not like I'm saying I'm an employee, and I'm going to be calling from a different number than Carlito's going to be calling from. Kai says I know what I'm doing. Quit fucking with my head, goddammit.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is Michael there?
No, you have the completely wrong number.
Oh, shit, motherfucker, goddammit. I'm sorry. I'll try again. I must have hit a wrong digit.
Okay,
bye. See, that doesn't hurt anything, right? That was all right. Okay, CDF. He says, Brad, I sent you a message on Facebook. You didn't even look at it. And it was a really good joke. And I remember that. I've got it right here. It's in my messages that I haven't responded to. Two balloons floating through the desert. And one says to the other, watch out, cactus. Get it? I thought it was a good joke. And he says, anyway, I was wondering if there are links to missing prank shows on 6/10, June 10th of whatever year that was. And wait, prank shows? I don't know if he's talking about the prank show or the phone show. I know that there's some missing phone shows in the phone show archives, and I just don't have them. They're gone forever. There are a couple shows that we'll probably never hear again. But if you're talking about prank show, let me know.
Enjoy this variety ring back tone while your party is reached.
This is Phil with Man Sons Electric. I'm either on the other line or busy right now. Please leave your name and number and a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message.
The prank show episodes 6 through 10. Those are missing? I didn't know that. I'm going to check that here real quick for you.
Please leave a message. Thanks, and have a great day.
Just a minute, ma'am. I'm trying to find out if the prank show episode 3 is not there. It loads like it's there, ma'am, but then...
WTF?
Oh, wait, no, this one's here. Oh, it just took a while to load. Let me try episode 2, ma'am. Just a minute. I really hope you're there later when I try to call in, because it's kind of important. Alright, let me see. Okay, ma'am, thank you for listening to this message. I'm going to let you go and get back to the rest of the list here. I will talk to you soon. Answering machine. Female. Man. Now I forget who that was. Prank show person. God, there's so much shit's happening in the chat room right now. I can't keep up, but it looks like to me that the prank show is there. Like, I just tried episode 2 and episode 3, and they both loaded. Maybe they're just really slow, and they take a while to load, and you're impatient. Man, I'm only halfway through these, but it's only 6:12. It seems like a long time, but it's not that long. Let me continue. Let me try and speed through these. And then I'm going to start actually calling them. If you can't find any prank shows, email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org, and I will point you to you.
Hello?
To direct links to the episodes of the prank show where they can download them. The URL and their web browsers. Understand, sir?
Who the fuck is this?
Direct links. Don't curse at me. I'm a Christian.
You call me. I don't even know you.
Yeah, but that's no reason
some
for you to...
fake shit.
You don't need to curse at me. Mail...
What do you want?
Mail...
I don't even know you.
I'm writing a note for Carlito. Mail answered. Just don't curse
who's
anymore.
Carlito? Okay. Who's Carlito?
Carlito is so above your level that you don't even know, man. I'm gonna.
I don't even know who you are.
I'm gonna let you go because I don't appreciate your cursing at me and your attitude.
Well, eat a dick and suck on some salty mud.
Oh my god. That just. Oh man. How would he say something like that to me when he doesn't even know me? That was Anthony. He answered. Carlito's gonna deal with him later.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, is Jennifer there?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, yeah.
We don't have a Jennifer here. I think you got the wrong number.
Why'd you have to think about it? Do you have, like, a really large family? Do you have a lot of kids?
I do.
Really? Like, how many?
None of your business.
Well, I mean, it just seemed weird that you had to, like, think about it for a minute and try to remember if you have a Jennifer or not. It was weird. Next. There's going to be plenty here for Carlito to call tonight. It's going to be amazing.
Hello, we're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Aww.
Please return your call.
I wanted this one, too. Answering machine. Generic. We'll call back later. Please answer. Hey, in the chat room, let me know if the background music is annoying. I can't hear it. I think it's low enough in volume that you guys can hear all the voices.
Hey, it's Christian. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
Sorry, I have to concentrate on this note because I thought that was a male's name. I guess it's Kirshen. Yeah, let me know if the music is too loud and you can't hear the people. I'm having volume issues that I've been having for the past 6 months and I've been too lazy to fix. Tristan says it's annoying. It's a fucking awful loop. Chelsea has been dancing. It's fucking awesome, Kai. You guys are sending me mixed messages. It's always annoying. It's good. The volume's fine, but it's annoying.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, ma'am.
Yes?
I'm going to switch over to the Rail Maze theme, because it's less annoying than Rappy's five big boners wiggling in your grandma's face. You'd agree.
What?
You'd agree with that, right? I think that's a no. Her name's Colleen. Female answered. We are about 13 numbers away from being at the end of this list, and then I'm going to start on mine. I can't even play the music, you know, for myself to hear it because it's so loud on this end because of my volume issues. I know it's not very loud for you people. God, you guys type too much.
This is Marianne Duggan. Please leave a message.
All right. Female Marianne. I can't believe how many numbers I got from that one employee. He just flew through them. 33 or 34 numbers. That's crazy. I could play Kesha, Boots and Boys, if you guys prefer. I need to make a loop of that.
Hi, this is Christine. This is my happy greeting. Please leave me your message and create a very wonderful day. Bye-bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's really weird. The employee, he read me both of these two numbers from as the name Christian. Two separate numbers, you know, and they're both females. One was Kirsten and this one was Christine. That's weird. 405, a male answered. Anthony. I can't remember who Anthony was, but he's trying to call me back. He's from Arizona. I mean, Oklahoma. He's from Oklahoma. He's not local to the oil change place, is what I'm saying. But I don't want to pick up for him.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Got a wrong number here.
Thanks.
Just calling to tell you that. And he hung up. I think I got like 10 or 11 left. Getting there slowly but surely. Create a happy day, guys. What the hell's Chelsea doing here? Chelsea, you disappeared on us. Welcome back.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Chris Weeman. I'm not around to take your call at this time.
Chris Weeman is totally gay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Answering machine, male, Chris Weeman. Totally gay. And, Kai the Hitchhiker, I'm going to put a quote on here for Carlito. Oh, crap, I just lost it. Anyway, yeah, he said, we replaced your 10W30 with oil of Olay. I think that's funny. I think that should be said to, one of the customers. Say we ran out of oil, so we decided to put something else in there. All right, 10 left. 10 left. 10. I think I'll just say that. Fuck Carlito. He can figure out his own ideas. I'll steal Kai's. Kai, how old are you? How old are you, Kai?
Answer it off.
Oh. I know how to do this. Oh, I was trying to turn their answering machine on. All right, next. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left. Can't call it, brah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, I'm Sarah. My name's Sarah. Who's this? Female answers is what I'm writing on this note. Oh, she hung up. All right, next girl's name is Sarah, just like mine. 8 left.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Oh, is Roy there?
What's that?
You sound so confused when you said hello. Is Roy there?
No.
Alright, I'll call back later for Roy.
I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't call back then.
Alrighty.
Okay. Enjoy watching King of Queens. I hope he was really watching King of Queens. This person has an awesome phone number. I guess I can say it because I just won't say the area code, but it's 747-7747. That's the coolest number ever.
Hi, this is Jay. Sorry I missed your call. Leave your number and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
How about to leave a callback number, say your number? Wouldn't that be easier than pressing 5 and doing whatever they ask you to do? Hello? 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 Picked up and didn't say anything. Doesn't know how to use a phone. It's like those aliens from Sesame Street. They just look at the phone and it's ringing and they're like, oh my god. They knock it off the hook.
Hi, for whatever reason I'm not available, leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Have a great day.
He's got a death
to
fox
leave a
accent.
Callback number, press 5.
Next. 4 left, and then I'm going to start making calls. And probably none of them are going to pick up. God damn it.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Richard Rathbun. Please leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hello.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. There's a crazy echo on your line. Why is your phone echoing so bad?
I don't know.
But can you hear the echo, or is it just me? Maybe it's on my end.
I can hear it.
Why is your phone echoing? That's weird.
I don't know.
Can you stop?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I'm echoing too. This is so confusing. Why is this happening to us?
I'm sorry.
Can you turn off the echo? Turn it off. Please turn it off.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Turn off the echo.
It's irritating.
Turn off the echo. Chelsea is laughing at me.
I didn't do anything to my phone.
Okay, I'm going to hang up until you learn how to use your phone without echo. Because it's retarded. I'll call back later when you learn how to use a phone. One left. Oh, yay, somebody new added me on Skype. I got a new Skype, by the way, because I wanted to get away from all you weirdos. But then I listed it on my Facebook, so that was really dumb of me. Oh, two left. I thought there was one left.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3, 2, 3.
Okay. Answer machine. Generic. Last one. Carolina Novak. Please answer, Carolina. Please, 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 please.
4, 8, 0, 6.
Answering machine. All right. So that's it. That was pretty good. I think I got at least 10 answers, probably 15 or so for Carlito. Now I've got like 13 or 14 left for me to call, and hopefully they'll answer and I can talk to them about their oil changes. But what should I do now? I should take a quick break, because I really should email these to Carlito real quick so he can have them prepared for his show, which is supposed to start in 30 minutes from now, but it won't, because he's always late. Motherfucker. Let's do a quick check on KDK Prank Stream. Click on the radio link. And it's asking me... When I click on the Shoutcast stream, it's asking me for a username and password. Which I don't think it used to do. I think it used to just say, we can't open this when he's not broadcasting. So that's weird. Let's go into the chat room. I'll go under my real name this time, and I'll probably get banned immediately if he's around. Nope, I am the only one in the chat room. Okay, let's go to his blog TV. Breaking news. KDK has not yet started his show. He didn't do a show last week either. We don't know why. Wait, didn't he do like part of a show last week? I don't remember. No, he didn't do any show last week. The week before he did like 15 minutes of a show and then he quit for the night. So I'm sorry to say there's no KDK show this week. I mean, there might be. He still has 30 minutes. Just like Carlito, he's always late and he's a big flake and... God damn it. But yeah, if you're listening to the stream and you're not in the chat room, you need to go to madhouselive.com/chat, because the chat room isn't scrolling by nearly fast enough for me. CDF wants me to play Technical Writer on the break, I guess. That means I'm going to play two songs, though, because Technical Writer is really slow. So here's Technical Writer. I'm going to play this and then something else while I email Carlito with these phone numbers I just got. So stay tuned. I'm going to come back and we're going to call some oil change customers if they answer. And if they don't, I'm going to steal a couple of Carlitos. So BRB.
I took my son on a walk last week. I asked him about his dream. What are your goals? What will you be when you grow up? And he said this back to me. I want to be a technical writer of clear and simple prose. I want to write directions and manuals. Technical writer. I don't want creative control. I want to bury my BA in English in a lonely, comfortable hole.
Hey everybody, it's RBCP. You're listening to the Madhouse Live pre-cum show. This show is not affiliated in any way with madhouselive.com, but, you know, Carlito knows I'm here. It's not like he hates me or anything, but just saying. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah. I noticed while I was emailing Carlito that I've got a bunch of messages from people in that area. Hold on one second. What is this? That fucking Speedy McMoo is messaging me again on Skype. Anyway, I got a bunch of messages waiting for me. Voicemails. Wait, it said I did. All right, let's see who this one is. Hopefully you guys can hear it. All right, somebody whistled at me. Oh, man, I thought I had more messages. Darn it. Oh, here's a couple. These are callbacks from the people I called. Oh, you know, I bet what some of these are is, you know, they didn't pick up because they didn't recognize the number, so they're just calling me back. I was hoping it'd be Nathan trying to...
Hey, you old Christian motherfucker, don't you call my number again. If I find you, I'm going to slap the shit out you. Oh, fucking fuck boy ass, fuck punk boy bitch. That's what you talk about, don't be cussing this shit. I'll stick my dick in your mouth, old cock-sucking smoke motherfucker.
All right, so he's into the gay stuff, apparently. Hold on, how do I do this? View, voice messages. Let's see what voice messages I have. Yeah, this is better. Okay, that one was nothing. Here's one. Okay, so last night we did a short show after Death Fox's show, and we really pissed off this one guy. I forget what we said. I think we said we peed in his pizza. They were a bunch of pizza customers.
Hey, guys. How you doing? You know, you call and wanted me to know what's wrong with my pizza. And you say you piss on it. You got urine on it. Well, you're right. So I'm wrapping it up. I got your location. Just be ready because I'm going to shove it up your fucking ass. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. So, you know, you're going to be sorry. You probably might lose your job, too.
Oh, shit.
So you better find an unemployment number or something and a hospital because you're going to get fucked up. Talk to you later. See you later.
Find an unemployment number and a hospital. That makes sense. Yeah, I think we said we peed in his pizza. I didn't say that. Someone else said that. And then it went downhill from there with Hillock saying all kinds of crazy things about dead babies in the basement.
Can you connect this one?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, don't disconnect your phone, man. You know, be a man. You want to play?
Fussy.
You want to play games? You want to play, games? Okay, so don't turn your phone. You know, stand up to your fucking game. You know, because I'm ready to make you my bitch. And, you know, stick it up your ass, man. You'll see.
He's going to make me his bitch and stick it up my ass.
Don't be a pussy. Answer your phone, you motherfucker, because I go fuck you up. I go fuck your bitch and not everything else.
Yeah, we were really pissed off that guy. He kept calling back last night. I think I answered once or twice before the show was over. Here's another one. Oh, duration zero. And Roxy called me. We're not going to listen to Roxy's message because it'll probably be all erotic and stuff. You know, she leaves me those kind of messages. And here's an unknown.
I'm going to find you, motherfucker. I'm going to fuck your bitch.
He's going to fuck my bitch.
I'm going to find you, motherfucker. I'm going to fuck your bitch.
That was last night around the same time. I don't know if, I don't think that was the same guy as before, but yeah, another one of those pizza guys. This is like an advantage to having a callback number where they can call me back and yell at me, which is, you know, that's kind of amusing to listen to that kind of stuff. Cactus says I should call that pizza guy again. The only problem is, like, as I was listening to that, I deleted the voicemail, and now I don't know what his number was. And I've called so many numbers since then that I don't know. I can't find his number now. I'm not making excuses. I really... I'm quickly scrolling through this. Oh, wait. This is probably it. Sure, let's call it. He's going to make me my bitch and stick it in my ass. That's what he said. The call itself wasn't that funny, in my opinion. Last night, the one we did to him. Angry Rabbi says, is it an iPhone? You can undelete messages. No, goddammit, it's Skype.
This is Francisco Villanueva with Marco Purification. Please leave your name and number. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4 now.
A fax?
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Francisco, why don't you pick up your phone like a man, you fucking pussy? Why don't pick up your phone like a man? I'm going to make you my bitch. You want to be my bitch, Francisco? Pick up your phone then. You chicken-ass motherfucker. I'm really bad at this. No, listen, I'm sorry. I'm calling to apologize for the prank call we made to you last night. It was wrong of us to do, and, you know, we don't really work for that pizza company, and, yeah, it was just silly. It was dumb. We were drunk. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Please don't hate me. It was dumb. I shouldn't have done that. I'll never call you again. Don't hate me, Francisco. Please don't hate me. Be a good Christian and just forgive me, and don't come find me and make me your bitch, because I sure don't want that. Please, 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 okay? So thank you for forgiving me, Francisco. You're the best. I love you, and I hope you didn't get diarrhea from that pizza that you ate. Good night. So that will definitely generate a callback. Tee-hee. Yeah, I was supposed to start calling Jiffy Lubes. Oh, shit, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm supposed to start calling unnamed tire and lube places that are not Jiffy Lube. Calling their customers. Kai the Hitchhiker, I gave your idea to Carlito because I can't use it on these ones because they're... I guess I could. It would just make more sense at the other ones because they're at a large department store tire and lube place, and it would just sound more realistic there. You know, because they went out and they went into the store and got some of that.
5207.
I should probably think of an idea to say to these people.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin from.
Yes.
We changed your oil today, and my employee, he told me that we ran out of car filters, oil filters for your car.
Okay.
And so he just took some aluminum foil and wrapped it around where the filter goes. He thought that would be okay.
What?
He put like a SOS pad in there to filter it, but he basically just wrapped aluminum foil where the oil comes through and filters.
Okay.
So I just wanted to apologize for that, and I put it in the computer for you to get a 10% discount next time you come in. And we'll definitely have your filter next time you come in.
So what do we need to do? Bring it in to get it done right?
Well, no, it's already done for this time. I'm just saying next time you come in, you'll have a discount waiting for you in the computer, and we will definitely have an oil filter. I forgot to order that type of oil filter.
But there's not an oil filter in it right now?
Well, it's an SOS pad wrapped in aluminum foil.
Right.
So I mean, it's not as effective, but it's basically the same thing.
Well, I guess I'm not exactly... So they took out the filter and they put an SOS pad and aluminum foil inside the old filter?
Yeah, inside... No, not inside the old filter. He just threw the old filter away, but... Just wrapped it around where it screws on. Instead of screwing on an oil filter, he screwed on a aluminum foil with an SOS pad inside. And he should have just told you and, you know, just said, sorry, we can't do it today. But he took it upon himself to try and...
Is that normal practice to do that?
Well, no, it's not normal at all. I'm really surprised he did that.
Yeah, I mean, how's it going to, I mean, isn't that going to come off?
No, he wrapped it up real tight. It'll be fine. It'll be fine for 3 months. You change
okay,
every three.
I think we'll bring it in so you can just put a regular filter on it. How's that sound?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's probably fine. I mean, we'll be here tomorrow, and the filters come in first thing in the morning, the new shipment of filters, so we'll definitely have them tomorrow.
All right, I'll talk to my wife about it because she brought it in.
Yeah, best to ask the wife.
Which location it was. I'm really surprised that it happened.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. That was really dumb of him.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, and you don't have to have an attitude with me. My name's Roy.
I don't have to have an attitude with you? What are you talking about?
Well, just your whole attitude that you're having with me. I'm just calling to be nice and explain the problem, and you're practically yelling at me here.
Well, what I'm telling you is that it shouldn't have happened.
Okay, yeah, I understand that.
And what I'm saying is that I wanted to bring it in to get a new filter on it, and you're telling me that that's going to be fine for 3 months?
Well, it's basically the same thing. I was just saying you don't need to yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
But listen to yourself.
But I think...
I mean, Jesus.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow. What's your name again?
My name's Roy, still. It didn't change.
All right, Roy, I'll see you
It didn't change from the first two times I told you.
Okay, good job, Roy.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. I should play crickets chirping right now. I don't know whether to feel good about that one or not. CDF's like, tell him he now gets 5%. Sorry, CDF, there's a delay, and it's hard to watch the chat room while I'm on the phone. Oh, yeah, I actually have... Oh, crud. Hold on, I need to make a note in here so I don't get confused later. Carlito is supposed to go on in 7 minutes. I asked him if he could let me know when he's going to come on the air, you know, so I can let the stream go for him. But I don't think he got the message, so he's probably just going to take it from me. So I might disappear here in a little bit, and you'll start hearing Madhouse stuff. So just be prepared. Don't be sad when that happens. I'm going to try and do as many calls as I can. It sucks. I had this other thing planned I was going to play for you guys, but that's okay. Let's listen to Herbal Bacon's amazing idea here real quick. Herbal Bacon. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Herbal Bacon says we should try getting phone numbers from Great Clip Salons. They find customer preferences from phone numbers. And I know that because I use Great Clips occasionally to have my bald spot cut. Yeah, good idea. I don't think we've actually had that idea before. And you know what? I've sat in the waiting room of Great Clips and I've listened to people read their phone numbers. I always thought that'd be a good way to get phone numbers. Just hang out in the waiting area of a Great Clips. Just hang out there for a while and listen to everybody give their phone numbers as they walk up to the counter, because you can hear them all. I've always thought about that. I don't know why I never thought about just calling them and asking for them. And let me make a call now. Thanks for the idea, Herbal Bacon. He just sent me that on Skype. I need to write that down. Great Clips. Great Clips. I'm writing it down. Oh shit. I should turn my caller ID off. I need to get on Skype.
This is Kent. Thanks for using my voicemail. If you'll leave your name and number just as soon as I'm able, I'll give you a shout back. Have a great day.
At the tone, please.
Yeah, okay. Patricia, let's call Patricia. She got her oil changed today at an unnamed small oil change garage type place that you drive into.
Hello?
Hi, Patricia. It's Roy from the Jiffy Lube. You got your oil changed here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How's that working out for you? Is it doing okay?
Yeah, it's good.
We have these employees here. They, you know, a couple of jokesters, pranksters. They thought it'd be funny. They deflated your tires while you were waiting. They filled them back up, but they filled them with the acetylene stuff.
Okay.
So your tires are filled, instead of with air, they're filled with gas. So if,
oh my God, okay.
If you do any if you do any drag racing, they're gonna pop really loud. It's kind of a cool.
Okay.
It's actually kind of a good thing, because if you ever do get a flat tire, you're gonna know it, because it's gonna go.
Okay.
It's not gonna hurt.
But is it dangerous to be driving around? Because I do a lot of driving for work.
No, it's not dangerous at all. It's just kind of it's humorous. It's like a stupid little joke thing they do to people.
Okay. That was kind of rude of them.
I know, what jerks. I like, the one guy, Jake, I punched him in the shoulder when he told me this, like, really hard.
Oh, my God.
I punched him.
Why would he do that? They do it all the cars, or what? Why mine?
They did it to everyone today. No, it was nothing personal. They just thought it would be funny. And I admit, like, I laughed so much when they told me that. But still, they shouldn't have done that, and I'm really sorry. I just thought you'd want to know.
Okay.
Like, if your tires ever explode in a huge fireball, then that's the reason why.
Oh, my God. That doesn't make me feel better. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, who's the manager? Because I would like to talk to the manager.
Okay,
that's just
okay.
Plain
all
rude.
Right. Listen, I know it's rude. No, okay. Actually, okay. Here's the good news. I have good news. There's a good news part of this. Okay. Are you ready for the good news?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding around with you. I just thought it'd be funny to call and tell you that.
What the hell? Are you seriously not serious? What the hell?
No.
Hold on.
Now I'm serious.
Hold on. Let me tell my sister, because now you're kind of like, it's just not, I don't know what to think. Okay, so I went to Disney World today, right? And this guy says that they put some kind of gas, they displayed my tires and put some gas in my tires. So,
acetylene.
Hold on.
Highly
he says
explosive.
That if they ever, like, chop or something, it'll be a poof, and it'll be on fire stuff. And now he's saying it's a joke. So is it a joke or is it not a joke? Like,
no, the joke.
What the hell?
The joke is that it's not true. I just completely made it up.
Okay, so why are you talking to me?
Angry Rabbi. He wanted me to tell you, if you have kids, this acetylene gas that we put in your tires, it causes birth defects.
What the hell?
But that was before I came clean and told you it was a joke, so that joke doesn't work anymore, so I'm sorry. It would have been funny to say that, though, before.
Okay.
I'm just working my way through. I want to be a comedian. And I just thought this would be a funny joke to play on a customer.
And you told me to play the joke on?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Well, you were sort of laughing when you told your sister.
Yeah, because I'm freaking out, because I don't know if it's a joke or if it's for reals, or now you're trying to say it's a joke, but you guys really did it?
No, I didn't really do it. I just thought it would be funny to tell you that I filled your car with explosives. But how ridiculous is that? Who would do that? We don't even use acetylene at Jiffy Lube.
I don't know what that is. That's why I was like...
It's really dangerous.
Okay.
Like, when I worked at this garage, we used to fill up garbage bags full of acetylene, and we'd let it float up in the air, and then we'd throw those little poppy things at it that you get your kids for 4th of July. We'd throw poppies at it, and it would explode in the air. It was amazing.
What the hell? Okay, which one are you? Are you the one that charged me?
Yeah, I'm the one that rang up your credit card. So basically, I'm psychotic, and I have your credit card number.
Oh, seriously?
Well,
okay, that's it. You guys work tomorrow, because I'm going to go down there tomorrow. Are you guys open tomorrow?
Yeah, we're open tomorrow, but listen, no, I don't mean...
Okay, I'm going to go down there.
I don't mean I have your credit card number. I mean, I'm the one that took your credit card and you swiped it. I don't have your number. I'm not trying to say I'm a fraudster.
I'm going to go down tomorrow anyways.
That's crossing the line for me. I mean, look, I'll scam food stamps, but credit card fraud's over the line for me. So you don't have to worry about that.
Uh-huh. Okay, so anyways, who's the manager?
That's Randy.
Randy, okay. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Jake?
If you tell him, no, Jake's my coworker. I'm the one that punched him in the shoulder. I'm Roy.
Roy, okay, Roy.
Randy's more of a kind of the guy that would slap me in the back of the head when he hears about this.
Okay.
So basically, if you tell on me, you're going to get me slapped in the back of the head. So if you feel good about that, if you think that's what you need to do, then sure, go ahead.
Yeah, call. That is what I need to do.
All right. Well,
okay.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. I will. I'm going down there now.
Well, don't be a jerk about it. I mean, it was just a joke. Get a sense of humor. Learn to laugh at life.
All right. God damn it,
Patricia.
What's your name again?
Really?
Roy.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to tell you my name again. I've told you like 7 times now.
Yeah, it's Roy, and then the other guy's name is Jake, and then Van is the manager. Okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I feel better about that one than the last one. The chat room seems to approve. Yeah, Kai is like, RBCP would never scam credit cards. That's just not me. I don't do stuff like that. Come on. Oh, great. Let's see. Yeah, it is 7:02. Carlito is supposed to be on the air. I have not heard anything from him. I did ask him earlier if he was doing a show tonight, and he said yes. He's definitely doing a show tonight, so he will be here. So stay tuned, keep listening. I'm out of beer, so I'm going to go get one of those beer things, and I will be back in one song. Okay, I'm back. Breaking news. KDK is still not on the air. I don't see much hope of a KDK show happening tonight. Sorry, everyone. I know you're disappointed. Everyone was looking for their fill of gay talk and shitty grunge music from the early 90s. But not this week. Maybe next week. Patricia, okay. I don't need to call her again. Oh, yeah. I need to turn my Skype caller ID off, and I just got logged off again. Damn it. Hold on. My new Skype password is really hard to type. I should have done this during the song. I suck. Deactivate caller ID. There we go. I love Skype's caller ID features. They're amazing. For those of you who like Rappy McRapperson, I should probably, if you haven't seen it on my Facebook today, I made a Rappy McRapperson torrent today. It's like 5 or 6 gigs. It has all of his old TV shows in it. It has all of his albums, all of his collaborations, his singles. It's a really nice torrent of everything Rappy McRapperson. You can get it by going to, go to Rappy McRapperson's Facebook page, and it's linked on there. And if you like Rappy, it's something that you should have, because it's got lots of stuff on it. All right, I'm trying another one. Carrot Top's gay? That's crazy talk. Yeah, it has interviews. Thank you, CDF. Rappy's CD thing has interviews on it. There's more interviews than I was able to find for it. Hopefully the next edition of the torrent will have,
you have reached
all of his interviews.
The voicemail box of 520-296-6028.
Bloop. Okay, next one is Joanne.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
Balls. All right, I guess I can delete that one. Damien. Great, so Carlito he just said in the chat room that he is almost ready. He's going to start a show soon. I'm going to try one more here. And then I guess I'll just play some music or something. Let me hurry up with this one. Okay, I'm going to try another one. I mean, Carlito says he's almost ready. That probably means, like, you know, 30 minutes or something.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. Next, let's do this one. Does anybody in the chat room know what happens when you put a banana in a tailpipe, in the muffler, a tailpipe of a car? What happens? What does that do? Does it... is it, like, I have no idea what that does. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Roy from Walmart. You had your oil changed here today?
Yes, I did.
I just wanted to apologize on behalf of my employees of what they did to your car. I just wanted to say I'm sorry. That was really immature of them, so... sorry about that, and I'm going to put it in the computer for a 10% discount next time you come in, just to kind of make up for it.
Okay, what did they do to my car?
Oh, you didn't notice it?
Nope.
They put a banana in your tailpipe.
They put a what?
A banana in your tailpipe. Apparently they saw it in some old movie, and they thought it was hilarious, so they put a banana in your tailpipe. They keep going over to the produce department in the store and getting bananas and putting them in customers' tailpipes, and I keep telling them to quit.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're jerks. I'm sorry. They keep doing it. They won't stop. But but I put a discount in here for you, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and, you know, maybe it fell out or something.
Okay, well, I'm about to go check once I get out of the car.
Okay. What does that do anyway? I don't even know.
Potentially it could really damage it, I'm assuming, if you trap the gas in there.
Oh, yeah, that would suck. You don't want that. If that happens, though, bring it in and we'll take a look at it and maybe we can fix it for you.
Okay.
For a charge.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Don't be so angry about it. God, it's just a prank. Come on.
No problem.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a nice day. All right, let me turn. Okay, I'm going to do the same thing on the next one. I still have my stream. Carlito hasn't taken it yet. He's not messaging me. Where are you, Carlito? So, someone says, Polaris says it'll, it can make the carbon monoxide come back into the car. You're bound to pass out before the car dies off. I think that's what he's talking about. Kai says it equals a misfire. So, I don't know. Come on. Dial. Invalid phone number 4803. It's not an invalid phone number. All right, let me try the next one. This guy got a tire rotation, so that's nice. That's like, mix it up a little here instead of oil changes. Potato is worse than a banana, says Mizzou fan. The car will misfire and cause the engine to die.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 48.
That makes sense, I guess. Sort of. Let's call Randy. Wow, I might actually get through all of mine. I didn't expect the entire show to just be me calling Carlito's numbers. I should have done that before my show or something. I don't know. Half of them, at least. Ken says it would probably fuck up some sensors since the gas is being forced back in. Tristan says it keeps the bees away.
Hello?
Hi. This is Roy from Walmart. You had your oil change today?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed the prank they played on your car, but I just wanted to apologize for that and let you know that we're putting a discount here in the computer for your next visit, just to kind of make up for the immature prank that my employees played on your car. So sorry about that.
Okay.
So it definitely won't happen again. I'm letting the manager know that what they're doing and stuff.
All right.
So it's not a problem then. You're not angry?
No. What car was it?
The car that you brought in for the high mileage? Okay, then. Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Have fun smoking that weed there. He just did not give a shit. Okay, next one is a female. She'll get mad. She'll have a reaction at least. NPS Cobra. NPSA Cobra is saying that happened to him, apparently. And his sensors were fucked up for a week. Ken says when you put a banana inside the tailpipe.
Gabe?
Please leave your...
Your car becomes homosexual and contracts AIDS. Hold on. Mail. Next one, it just says Smith. I don't know why he gave me the last name on this one. It says the first name. Two more to go. Two more. And then we're all done. And then I'm just going to play music.
You have reached mailbox number 48.
Fuck. Man, I really wanted to do some of these. Darn it. I should call back some of these numbers that called me earlier. But then I'll mess up Carlito's things. I don't want to do that. Tristan says it fucks up your spider senses and you shoot a web for a week. That always sucks. If it's a turbocharged car that puts out a lot of exhaust, you have a chance it gets pushed.
Hi, this is Bev. I'm not available to answer your call right now. Please leave a message. Bye.
Aw, look, Rappy's trying to call me.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, that sucks. I didn't get to talk to many people. Here, let me just call her back. 4807. Yeah, I'm going to call her back a couple times and maybe she'll pick up. Hi, Kay Cochran.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You answered this time. This is Roy from the oil change place.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to apologize. My employees played a prank on your car and it was really immature and I'm sorry. But I've written them up for it, and I'm applying a 20% discount for your next visit when you get an oil change again.
Oh, what happened? What do you mean?
They just I don't know. They just get bored, I guess. They're immature. I don't know. It's ridiculous. They keep doing this to other people, and I've told them to stop before, and they just won't stop. So it won't happen again, and we're very sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, so they made me wait and stuff, you mean? Or?
Oh, no, not for the waiting, just for what they did to your car.
What did they do to my car?
They changed your tire. They swapped out the tire.
Yeah?
The passenger side tire, they swapped it out with a bicycle tire.
What?
I keep telling them not to do this. I'm not sure if... Like, I think they're just taking the tires and selling them or something, because they're worth a lot more money than a bicycle tire, and they're just going over to the bicycle, to the toy department, and getting bicycle tires and putting them in place of car tires. And I keep telling them, you can't do this, because this is bad for business, and they keep doing it.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm the cashier here in the tire and lube department.
Okay, I don't understand how they can use a bicycle tire or a car tire. I don't understand what...
Well, it just fits through the center, you know, where the lug nuts go. It just kind of fits perfectly. It's a certain brand of bicycle tire that just fits in there perfectly for your particular size of tire and on that car. And they've done this to, like, 5 other people in the past year, and it's getting out of hand.
Hurting the car or what?
No, it won't hurt the car. It just kind of looks ridiculous because it's a bicycle tire. It's got, like, spokes and stuff. On the passenger side? I think they did in the back, they said.
Let me take a look.
If you go out there and look, you can see it. Hillock says they put abortions in the trunk, too, but I think they're just messing with me there.
They did what?
Put abortions in the trunk?
Abortion?
I don't even know what that means. It doesn't make sense to me. They definitely did the tire thing.
Well, I don't know. My tires look okay.
On both sides?
Yeah, they got the rim on that.
Oh. And it's not a bicycle tire?
No, it's not.
Huh. That's strange. Because they said it was your car. I wonder if they did it to somebody else and they're just trying to cover their tracks. Okay, well, whatever. I'm going to take the discount out of the computer then if it's not even your car. And if there's anything in your trunk, I'm sorry about that. Okay?
Was this some sort of prank call? Or what the heck is this? Exactly?
Oh, no, it's definitely not a prank call. You were in here today for an oil change. It's just, they told me
I was
that,
in for a tire change, not an oil change.
Well, the tire change. And they said they put the, they said they changed your tire with a bike tire, which they've been known to do in the past. But I think they're just trying to cover their tracks or something. They must have done it to somebody else.
Well,
why are you panting? Sure. Why, it sounds like you're panting. Was it really that big of an effort to walk out to the car? Holy crap. How out of shape are you? That got her to hang up. Thanks for that, Herbal. It's a wind-up call. That was for Hillock. Okay, yeah, I guess I'm going to play music or something because Carlito's coming back. I don't know, maybe I'll get some pranks together here and I'll just do pranks until he takes the stream away from me. But, yeah. I'll be right back. I'm going to look at some more of these numbers.
It's hard to overstate my satisfaction at Betcher Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat con for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me, I'm torn into pieces.